Welcome aboard, folks. Here I am again on Your Voice Counts. I was trying to get a couple things done here on cell phone and Skype. We had a few problems with Skype the last couple times, but I guess we'll try it again. If we have another problem, Sam will call me on another line, and we'll get that taken care of. But anyway, welcome aboard. Thanks. My last show last night was on Studio B, and I assume that Studio B is long gone, but I did appreciate the time very much. Studio B, a two-hour show, a good show, had a lot of great guests, as we always do, and we have a great guest tonight, Larry Broyles, a person that came aboard the USS Liberty off the USS Davis as a first responder. And I appreciate Larry very, very much for his insight, his faith, and his dedication to duty, and what he does in his community, and what he does for the USS Liberty is more than I can ever say. I'll tell you what, the guy is straight up and honest, and I certainly appreciate it. Since we only got an hour tonight, of course, things are going to move on just a little bit faster, but, you know, I always have to say that. And the reason I do this show, and you all know it, is because of the raw deal that all America got. It's just not the USS Liberty. It's America that got the raw deal. 34 of your sons were murdered that day. 174 others were wounded by the government of Israel in a sneak attack on a flagged American ship in international waters off the coast of Sinai. We were approximately 12 to 14 miles off the coast, well into international waters. Israel knew exactly who we were and who they were attacking because they broadcast it. We picked it up, and everybody else around the world picked it up. They knew who we were. And so for them to say, oh, mistaken identity, this, that, and the other, they're a bunch of liars. And I challenge you, Israel, I challenge you, the United States of America, to call the USS Liberty survivors and all people that support the USS Liberty in getting the truth out, liars. Prove it to us that we're liars, that we did not see Israel murder Americans, your sons aboard the USS Liberty, in cold-blooded, premeditated murder. Now, these men that were murdered in the most heinous, the most despicable, the most inhuman way that you could ever imagine. I never thought I'd see anything like that in my life, but I did. And I'll never forget it. Never forget it. That's why I do this show. My guest coming up, Larry, is a firsthand witness to what he saw in the aftermath, 18 hours after his ship, USS Davis, 731, came aboard our ship and helped us when we needed help so bad. You know, help is only minutes away, folks, just minutes away, 10, 15 minutes away from the USS Saratoga. In the United States of America, namely Lyndon Baines Johnson, McNamara, and all their cronies wouldn't give us help. We're going into Frank, folks. You hear that song, that beautiful song of Cat Fathers. Remember, it's a beautiful song. We'll get into that in just a moment. Support your sponsors on Real News, Real Talk, Real People, RBN, because you can't handle the truth. We'll see you in a minute.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com. bioage.com or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
The time has finally come for the story to be told.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts again for this full hour of radio entertainment about the truth. About the truth of what's going on in this country and what's been happening for, well, since 1948. This country has really taken it short. And Israel's a big part of that. That's why they're taking it short. When you can kill Americans on the high seas with the help and the blessing of your own country that you swore to protect and honor and protect from all enemies, foreign, domestic, and then they turn around and have their best buddies, Israel, try to cut us to pieces, blow us up, burn us up, torpedo us up. What else can I say? They blew up our life rafts. We're trying to put our most severely wounded in them. We only had three life rafts, and they blew them out of the water. They blew two of them out of the water and took one as their trophy. So we know there was USS Liberty, one of the most damaged ships in American history. In this two-hour attack last as long as the attack on Pearl Harbor. And one of the most heavily ships, casualty-wise. How this old World War II ship stayed afloat, that was in God's hands. It certainly wasn't in our hands. We did our best. And I wonder why I'm still here, but I'm glad I am to tell the truth, and that's why I do this show. And again, I know that we're not on Studio B anymore. I'm back on Studio A with the one-hour show, which I take as a real plus, because I did get kicked off, so I guess the show's doing fine. And people want to know, hey, this is your country. These are your brothers. These are your cousins and uncles. And, and the people you walk down the street, when they attacked America, believe me, folks, when the government of Israel attacked America, it was an act of war. It was an act of war to shoot the life rafts. It was an act of war to hide the war crimes, as this government has been doing for the United States, or excuse me, for Israel. And the United States of America, last 45 years plus, has been covering up for these cowards, has been covering up for these murderers. Why? It's pretty simple, you know. It's an easy question to answer, is because our country is bought and paid for by the government of Israel. That's right, bought and paid for. If you can figure it out, you know. If you can't figure it out, you don't know what's going on in politics. When you get Netanyahu in front of the Congress of the United States, and he gets more standing ovations than the President of the United States, you know there's something wrong. And then you get the same Benjamin Netanyahu in front of the UN with a little bomb that he drew with a red line. It was almost like watching Bozo the Clown up there. I mean, who was he trying to convince? You think he cares about American blood? He certainly doesn't care about American blood spilled in Iraq, Afghanistan, and he certainly doesn't care about American blood that was just spilled in Benghazi, Libya, and he certainly doesn't care about blood that will be spilled if we get involved in it in Syria and Iran. So, folks, we got to take our country back. This is our country. It's not Israel's country. And to all you Zionist Christians out there, you better figure it out. You better figure it out. So I hope you do, and I'm getting a little ground noise here, a little background noise, so I'm going to ask Sam to call me on the phone, if he would, please, again, and then we'll get to our guest, Larry Burroughs, a very distinguished, honest American hero. Also, I want to make sure that you go to YouTube, USS Liberty Psalms. That's Cat Psalms. Does all of our, work. She is my producer. She sings the song. She does everything for us. And I don't know what we'd do without her. She's a very, very, faithful, honest person. And I appreciate her for what she does and how long she's been doing it. So thank you, Kat, very much. And my blessings to you and your family. And I know you've had some sicknesses. Let's see if that, you know, that'll go better for you. I hope so. Also, thank you, John Statmiller, for giving the USS Liberty still an hour slot on your station. And it's to me, you know, it's a real honor. It really is. I mean, thanks a lot, John. It's just... you didn't have to keep me on, but you did. And, I see. It's a lot of banging going around in the background. So that's what they're getting. So we'll get that stopped right now. No more banging in the background. But, this phone picks up a lot of stuff. Of course, I do this from home, and we got a family to, you know, feed and everything like that, but the sound will stop. So with that being said, I want to say one more thing. I go to John Tedesco's site, a good friend of mine. He was a former intelligence officer, a lieutenant. He came up from the White Hat. That's an E-1. Go to tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. That's the only site to go to if you want to learn about the USS Liberty. That's the only site to go to. Don't go to Jim Ennis' site. I'll tell you that. He's the one that stabbed me in the back more times than the law allow, calling me an anti-Semite, a Jew hater, a Nazi, and so many other different things. And I can't believe a survivor would do that. But he did, so I know what type of person he is, and I might add, in my book, I gave him accolades in my book for breaking the ground, his book, Assault on the Liberty, and to be treated like him on the internet and calling my book Dribble is about as childish and unfair as you can get. So I think I got all my guests, all the people I want to talk about and what happened 45 plus years ago. So let's go ahead and set up Larry Boyles. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Phil. Glad to hear from you, and glad to be talking to you again.
Glad to be talking to you, Larry. And you know, I wanted to ask you one thing. First, I have to say something. I got a letter today from a Navy SEAL father that his son was killed in Benghazi with four other people, two of them SEALs, one ambassador, and I think it was a Marine, maybe it was a civilian, pouring his heart out saying that the United States of America murdered my son by not giving him help. And that hit home with me, and the reason is because of USS Liberty. And does that bring back memories?
Yes, it did, especially whenever they were watching it on live video. You know, they could have done something real soon. They could send F-16s out of Italy and or send a drone in, but they waited and didn't do anything. They let those American ambassador and three other people get killed for nothing. It was devastating to the American people, and as far as I'm concerned, it was an attack again on the American people.
Oh, I agree with you totally.
And it's the same thing that happened to the USS Liberty. You know, we had they were attacked deliberately. They did not provoke any attack. And these people right here, they were just doing their job, you know, and they had asked for some security help, but it went on deaf ears, just like you guys requested for air support. And our past president, Johnson, turned them around and sent them back home.
Yes, he did send them back home. And it is that type of action is not a good reflection on a president that takes care of his country. And you know, just from Johnson to now, just the USS Liberty. Now every senator, every congressman, every president since then knows about the USS Liberty, and they know about the cover up. But they will do nothing about it because of the power of the Israeli lobby, AIPAC, ADL, ICE, on and on and on. And let's even go a step further. The Zionist Christians in this country, one very prominent one is John Hagee. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, we have a lot of...
We got a song. We got a break coming up, Larry. Hang on, buddy. We'll be right back to you. Support your sponsors on RBN, folks. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth. God bless you.
I'll hear the bomb again. I'll hear the bomb again.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance.
and these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com, or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Welcome back, folks. Thank you very much for joining us again on Your Voice Counts. And we certainly appreciate it very much. You know, the irony of this whole thing that's been going on for so many years is right before our face. I mean, it's right there. You know, this Benghazi thing in Libya, terrible thing of loss of human life. When you get the assassinations of our soldiers training other soldiers in a foreign land, and those soldiers turn around and murder the very men that taught them how to fight, how to shoot, how to become better people. This all comes from a deep, deep hatred, folks. A very bitter, deep hatred. And the hatred, and I hate to say it, but it's the truth. The United States government is hooked to the hip of Israel. And the world doesn't like it. We are hated around the world because of that. We are hated around the world because of that. We are helping support 1,700,000 plus men, women, and children, cripples, sick people in a concentration camp that they don't have water. They don't have facilities. They have nothing, but they live on. They don't want to leave their land. Israel says, well, we're taking East Jerusalem. That's ours. That's our capital. We're building 800 more condos there. Well, that's with our money. That's with the blessings of the United States of America. If Israel wants to start more wars with Syria and Iran or anybody else, Let them do it on their own. Let them go fight them. See how they come out. But keep America out of it. No more fights. No more blood spilled for the government of Israel. None. And folks, if you don't get that, you don't get anything. You know, our sons and daughters are worth much, much, much more than that. We deserve to give them much, much more mark than that. Go ahead, Larry.
As we were talking earlier about the different organizations that's supporting the Israelis to fund them so that they will put our politicians on their, their prominent guest role, so they can entertain them, and whenever they come over to Israel, and they can always show them the best of everything. But we can't get anything out of our senators and congressmen that'll even offer to defend our American troops. I don't believe that's right. They should not be able to take any money from any of these organizations. And anybody that takes the money, they were to be found guilty of treason and either send the money back and maybe go on trial themselves, because our people give their lives for our freedom. And each and every one of us that served is signed a blank check, and we don't need nobody to give our lives away for a few dollars. That's how I feel about that.
You know, I couldn't have said it any better. What they're doing, they leverage us, and they leverage Congress. I mean, I've been writing these people for so many years, I just quit doing it. It's a waste of time. They're bought, paid for, lock, stock, and barrel by the almighty State of Israel and AIPAC, ADL, ICE, and all the other people I've described. And how can it be that way? The greatest, most giving, loving country in the world. The very best country in the world. And we do this to ourselves. And, you know, you and I aren't doing it. We fought our wars. We're trying to educate the politicians that are bought and paid for. So we don't have a chance, do we?
No. The world has changed. The thinking of our representatives has changed. But, you know, we have to have our armed forces that are going to fight and defend our freedoms and support our Constitution. In the last 4 years, our Constitution has been walked all over. We have to get back to the principles that our country was built on, and we have to get back to where that we can be a superpower and do not have to rely on any of these other people that is supposedly funding the United States for their own purposes.
Here we go to another break, Larry. Hold that thought. Remember, folks, real news, real talk, real people, RBN, because you can't handle the truth. And folks, RBN has a pledge drive going on. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, give what you can, and stick with RBN. Best radio station that I know of that will get you the truth. See you in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked the silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go for a good long run before the end of the hour. And I wanted to, we got a guest, a couple of guests that are online. But I first wanted to thank my special guest here, Larry Broyles, for his dedication to duty, his honesty to his country, and his heroism aboard the USS Liberty, which I will never forget. And I respect him, but I expected no less out of the men of the USS Davis or any other ship that came to help us. It so happened the Davis came aboard, and God bless them for it, because they did a wonderful job of shoring up the torpedo hole. They did a wonderful job of taking care of us and bringing us into Malta. And that's something I'll never forget. And thank you, Larry. I appreciate it very, very much. And I salute you for your, also for your work. I believe it's with the VFW. You're a senior commander or something like that, I believe. And then, of course, you're retiring out of the United States Army. So, but we do have a couple guests online, and I know we have a short show today. Well, it's short to me because I usually have a two-hour show, so I do try to get the guest in. Larry, would you mind taking a couple calls, and we'll try to go from there?
Sure. Be glad to.
Okay, sounds good. I'll tell you what, Sam, if Tom is on board, let's bring Tom up, and we'll talk to him.
Yeah, I'm on board, Cap. What's going on? How are you guys doing? God bless you, and thank you for your service.
Well, God bless you, sir, and thank you for calling in Your Voice Counts and listening to RBN. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I just want to let you know a couple of things. You were the sacrificial lambs that were laid out there to be preyed upon by these subhumans in the Middle East. And the reason the United States continues to subsidize those subhumans is because they supply one-stop shopping for the illusion of prosperity. When I say, listen, when you give these people the money, you get the judicial system, you get the Congress, you get the media, you get the movies, you can change the reality, and change public opinion by controlling and manipulating the press and the educational system and the judicial system. You have everything covered. Everybody says, why do they keep sending them money? Because all of that comes back so they can make the changes to create the communist government that they want here. Guys like you, honorable men, okay, like my dad, all right? Like my dad, with the best of intentions and clear hearts and conscience, gave your lives, gave your limbs, gave your blood, gave your sweat to this country. And you have been sold out. And you have been sold out by people who either never went to war, never really had been inconvenienced in any way. Well, I've got bad news for them. The inconvenience is on its way. China's going to foreclose on their loans, right? So are the other people. They're all going to be looking for their money, the real money. And the only collateral asset that the United States has is you. And guess what? You belong to them. How do you like that one?
Well, Tom, you hit the nail on the head with M-O-N-E-Y, and that is the, that seems to be the driving force and has been for, I guess, since Jesus Christ kicked over the table of the money changers. Have you got any answers or any questions to that, Larry? Please go ahead.
Well, not really. I just wanted to make that one point because we're about ready to go into something really, really bad, Phil. This time last year, one day after Halloween, there was a snowstorm of 14 inches in Pennsylvania. One day after Halloween, November 1st, in the Northeast, all coming all the way from Chesapeake Bay almost up into Maine, is going to be a hurricane. They happen to know it's going to be there, by the way, and the bottom line here is, what would happen, Phil, if that hurricane was to hit that Canadian air? We'd have a heck of a blizzard, wouldn't we?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Well, I'm just putting that out there because remember something, the biggest lies are right in your face. And I'm telling America that your country, the government of your country has declared war on the people of this country. And that's going to be a major catastrophe, which could, in fact, delay the election. That's all I have for you, brother.
Okay, listen, Tom, thank you for calling in. I hope that you can continue to listen to Your Voice Counts, Real News, Real Talk, Real People on RBN. Because you can't handle the truth, and it seems like that you can't handle the truth. So God bless you. And Larry, have you got any comments?
All I can tell you is, Phil, is I know some statistics on our veterans that are passing away. We are having approximately 1,600 veterans be buried every single day. And these veterans, before they pass away, they need help from our U.S. government. And we have so many needy veterans that have served our country to give us our freedoms that have been left behind whenever the benefits are needed. These people are in dire need, and our government has turned their back on them. And it's time for our congressmen and our senators to throw a red flag. Higgins, tell this administration you have to support our veterans. We just cannot stand to let these people.
I believe you're the one that sent me an email today about a United States Marine that was severely wounded in Afghanistan. They retired him, if you can believe this, folks, they retired him at 50% of his pay. 50% of his pay. So what they did, this guy goes out, fights, and gets all blown to pieces. They retire and take half of his benefits away. You sent me that, didn't you, Larry?
Yes. Yes, Bill, I sent that to you.
And I read it, and I was outraged. I was so outraged. And you know what? The VA, I hope the guy that gets 100%. But listen, he deserves 100% from the United States Marine Corps that he went and fought for. Now, it's not his fault that he got totally disabled, and they're going to give him 50% pay for it. Come on, there's people that slip off buses and get $1 million. So, not fair. It's just not fair. It's not equitable. Just like they treated the crew of the USS Liberty, we got absolutely zero. They gave me $200 for my clothes and told me to hit the road and never say a word about what happened. You know, so I'm not real happy about that. It happened to a lot of the guys from the USS Liberty. You know, you talk about a crew that got screwed over, and listen, there's many things that's gone on, Larry, you know, that we'll never hear about that they've done to our military personnel, and also to civilians that had no chicken in this fight. They had, you know, they just got screwed over, and our government continues to do it. And they continue to hand out $7, $8, $10 million a day to Israel when we have to borrow from China to give it to them. What are we doing? I mean, what are we doing to this world? What are we doing to America? You know, stop all foreign aid, all of them.
Well, we're going to have to stop the spending of our great-grandkids' future and get back to reality and leave the credit cards alone, because we just can't afford it no more. You know, we've fought all these wars for the Israel and the foreign countries, and they have not supported the United States. They can help out monetarily on these wars. We've got so many veterans that's lost limbs, legs, and arms, and we're having to ask for volunteers from the citizens of the United States to support them. That's not the way the government should be operating. They came in and voluntarily offered their services to protect the citizens of the United States and keep us free, but they don't want to pay, you know, for the benefits. Our service people are hurting. The Congress needs to stand up and give these people what they need.
Absolutely, but the Congress gets exactly what they need. They get all the best health care. They get 100% pay when they retire. They get this, they get that, they get the free trips, not just in office, but out of office. And, you know, they know who their masters are. Their masters are in Tel Aviv, and they will follow those masters till the day they die. And that's just the way I believe. Or they would investigate the murders aboard the USS Liberty and get the crew in front of Congress. Now, I'm asking you again, Congress. I'm asking you again, Mr. President. Get the crew in front of Congress and get the truth out. If you care about American Marines and sailors being slaughtered on the high seas, please give us that honor. Please give us No, not honored. Give us our day, our day that is, that has been long overdue, and that we deserve. We deserve that honor. We deserve to be heard. Now, you think we're a bunch of liars. We're not, and we can prove it. That's why you're just waiting for us all to die out. We got another caller, and he's coming in from California, Larry. So we're going to take, it looks like we got James from California.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for taking my call. It's an honor to be on with you and Larry again. And, you know, what can I say? I mean, everything you guys are touching on, I feel the same way. I mean, look at, well, first of all, let's get this on the record. I know you'd sent the email to John McCain staffers and to various assistants associated with the government asking for, or at least for, with his office in Washington, asking for his response to what you had asked in that YouTube when I confronted John McCain in San Diego a week after I'd met with you and your son down there. And, you know, I'm willing to bet, it goes unspoken, that you've got no response when you asked him basically what you just did on the air this now to put you in front of Congress and have an opportunity to tell the truth finally, which has never happened for any of the USS Liberty crew. And before I go on, can we just get down on the record? You've had no response to any of those emails or calls, right?
No, I have not had any responses, and
Larry, that was actually to Phil real quick, just because he'd sent out an email to McCain's office after that YouTube over at tinyurl.com/McCainConfronted. You hear Phil, first of all, you hear me in towards the end, and then Phil right after, and Phil basically makes a direct request to John McCain asking for him to respond to him with regard to having any of the Liberty survivors testify before the Armed Services Committee in the Senate, which he's the ranking member of. And just to get it on the record, Phil, nobody has responded, right, from McCain's office?
No.
No, they haven't. And, you know, I know Larry has been a very ardent supporter about writing and getting people, you know, off their rear ends trying to do something. And, you know, have you heard anything at all positive about trying to get this atrocity, these murders taken care of, Larry?
No, I haven't heard anything, but I heard James asked the John McCain during his speech that he was giving, what about the USS Liberty and the crew and the investigation, and he thought it was funny. He called James a jerk. He's the jerk.
Exactly.
He doesn't realize the damage that he did himself personally. Look at the veterans we've got in this country. They don't appreciate John McCain no more.
And Larry, isn't there a situation I heard, I haven't researched it exactly, but I heard that he either recently or has in the near past, in recent past, cut benefits to veterans. He has all these veterans fighting all these neocon AIPAC wars for Israel and the Middle East, and yet, you know, it's supposed to be all for the troops, and he's cutting their benefits. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I just read an article today in one of our, it's combat, it's combat.com, it's a early brief magazine that comes out about our veterans, and it was talking about that our veterans and their families has been cut again, you know, and, you know, the chances are that we'll have our military on receiving welfare checks from the government.
It's incredible. I just wanted to touch on what you guys were so spot on about near the beginning of the show. I know Phil's got the one-hour format back now, so we have to be quick. But you had mentioned about leaving the U.S. ambassador hung out to dry there, you know, in Benghazi, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, it was like another Liberty scenario. But you also have to listen to what former CIA Bin Laden unit head Michael Scheuer had said in that YouTube over at tinyurl.com/9/11 motive media betrayal. He said, yeah, you know, it's what we're doing in the Muslim world with all these wars and interventions that's getting a lot of people angry, and we're suffering the consequences. So it was indeed tragic what happened to the ambassador, and we should have sent military aid to support him. He was there. He was on behalf of America. But on the other hand, we shouldn't be making all these, doing all these interventions like, oh, what the hell do we go into Libya for? Another neocon-driven adventure to set the stage for Syria. I mean, it was just utterly incredible. But there's some other things I want to make. I want to break here before it happens. I heard something in the Guardian. I was telling Phil about this. I'm going to
nothing on here.
Okay.
James, so we're gonna have to kind of wrap it up here. We'll go back to the other side. We got a few minutes after that. And folks, again, support your sponsors, please. Real news, real talk, real people on RBN, because you can't handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome forth, folks, and thank you very much, Kat, Rick, Helen, Harley, John Cadusco, and his beautiful wife, Betty, for all you do. And I also want to remind folks, the United States Marine Corps is having a birthday coming up, so let's not forget those guys and what they've done all of the years, and Semper Fidelis to all of you. And I can't tell you how proud of all of you that I am. And I just wanted to get this one message in. Folks, it is so important to get the word out that Israel is not the leader of the world. The United States of America is. But how do we take our country back that has been sold out by a bunch of crooked politicians, a bunch of crooked politicians that would rather stay in office and have our sons and daughters be murdered on the battlefield for a country that could care less about the United States of America? Go ahead.
Well, Phil, I just wanted to be brief because I know you've got 5 minutes left, and I wanted Larry to respond, too. The bottom line is if you go to ushijack.com, I'll put it up there. This is really important. I wanted to get it out to as many people as possible. And if you go to my Twitter feed as well, there's a lot of stuff about it over there, twitter.com/nowarforisrael. You don't even have to be a member of Twitter. Just go to that website, twitter.com/nowarforisrael. A Guardian article, the UK Guardian newspaper, came out with a piece that the UK, British government, is basically rebuffed the Obama administration. They've actually rebuffed a request to use bases in Europe, actually in the UK, and the British base in Indian Ocean, Diego Garcia, for a coming war with Iran. And I thought, you know, that's what the U.S. government had done before Iraq. You know, we went into Iraq for Israel. Now the Israel lobby's working hard to get us into Iran. And you can watch Russia Today. A reporter just did an excellent segment that I'll put up at ushijack.com as well. And anyway, what's very concerning is that's the story The Guardian has, but then RT.com, I looked at that, Russia Today, of course, is saying that that's what the face of the UK government's saying, but that quietly they're cooperating with the U.S. getting ready for a war with Iran. So what the heck is going on here? Now, Phil, you're in a key swing state, as we know, and I think Obama is still the lesser of two evils. I mean, he's rebuffed Netanyahu, but still he's pushed for this, NDAA military detainment, indefinite military detainment. He's pushed for gay marriage in the military, which I don't support either. So anyway, I don't want to take up the rest of your show, but please go to ushijack.com. I'll put up these links to what looks to be a coming war with Iran. Maybe that's the deal that Obama cut with Netanyahu. And we know that Romney's in with the neocons and with Netanyahu, and he'll take us to war, I'm sure. It's very concerning, Phil, and thanks for giving me the time to speak.
You bet. If Romney gets elected, it's a given we're going to war with Iran, Syria, whoever else Israel wants to fight. Larry, I'm going to give you the last word, shipmate, and I want to tell you, you have my greatest respect and honor for being a true American hero and saving our ship, our great ship, USS Liberty, June 9th, 1967, something I'll never forget, and I thank you and your shipmates, and you have the last word.
Thank you, Phil, and the Liberty crew is very close to my heart and always will be. And if I can, real quickly, I do know that we've got American troops spread out in borders of Turkey. We've got covert people that's sitting in Syria. And, of course, you know, we've got a lot of troops sitting over in the Mideast that's in staging there is just waiting to go. One more thing. You know, if you might have read about a new weapon that they're
saying. You got 20 seconds. Hurry up. Let's do it, Larry.
Israel may have a new weapon. It's called an M4, which is a new shoulder weapon. But it came from America again.
What's new, Larry? Listen, I'm going to get you back off soon. God bless you.
It's true.